Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It is Dukes and Bell. Mark Zeno is in for Mike. Coming up, we'll go behind enemy lines and talk to Destin Adams, Colts beat writer, about this team and what to expect on Sunday. Also, we'll get to our picks of the week. Apparently, Mike's calling in. Now, he's overseas. The guys just told me. I said, have we heard from him? And he has texted you back. Day-day, that is correct. And he will be calling in for our picks of the week.
That is correct.
All right. Because if he didn't, he was going to go 0-3.
Yes, okay? He would have been an 0-4.
Yeah, but he says he's going to call in.
Oh, so you do three picks a week.
Three picks against the spread, over-under.
Who's winning?
Daddy's in the lead right now. It's close.
Are you guys beating the morning show? Because I saw the smack talk up on the window over there at the office.
You go ahead and do
first of all, they all don't pick.
Yeah, they don't.
Only two of them pick.
Yeah, only two of them pick. It's not a combined thing. But from what I heard
because of this past weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, this past weekend, it sounded like Mike and Bo both took a big L, so they're kind of more back to the pack. So I think I'm kind of closer to where they are. They might have me by a game or two. But percentage-wise, as a show, yes, they're probably still winning.
They're not that good, though.
You said it, not me.
What do you mean they're not that good?
I think he's dissing us right now in an attempt.
No.
As you talk about them, you're saying that we're worse than the people who aren't very good. I picked up on that sentence.
That's one way to look at that.
Yes.
Jeez, dear Lord. My God.
I don't think he was going there, but.
Yeah, seriously, my God.
That's what I heard.
Only because I said it. If somebody else said the same thing, you'd be like, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's right.
No, I don't know what their percentage is. But, yeah, we've been playing this back and forth with Bo and leaving notes and whatnot. But they've not reached out about any of that, have they? Not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not since the initial banter.
Yeah. All right. Well,
because as Zeno says, they're not very good.
Okay. Well, I'll take your
word
for it.
Giving them a little motivation, that's all.
We will do our picks coming up here at the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned for that. Around 3:40-ish, actually, we'll mention the picks, and we'll get the latest on the standings and all of that as we head into another weekend of big college football. By the way, what game are you looking forward to this weekend? Not just NFL, college football-wise. Which game is there a game you're looking forward to? Because we're about to get into rivalry weekend here in a couple of weeks, right? Where going into Thanksgiving, you know, talking about Georgia Tech, Texas A&M, Michigan, Ohio State. You're going to have all of that going on the weekend of Thanksgiving. But as I've said, this is the month where you either get made or you're broke.
Right.
One of the two. But is there a game you're looking forward to?
I mean, Texas Tech is my best bet of the week. So this Fugazi BYU stuff needs to end.
You're just not buying BYU.
Not at all. Not with your money.
They're not going to stay close in this game?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I have it at 9.5 because I got it earlier in the week. But even at 10, I don't think the point matters.
You think it's a double-digit win? Easy. Okay.
Texas Tech is just – they're so good in the trenches. They have the best pass rush in the country.
It's still 10.5 right now.
Yeah, 10. It's 10.5, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So.
Yeah, I actually want to see if a couple of these schools bounce back from – what we've seen here the last couple of weeks. And again, when you start talking about the major matchups, look, nobody's talking about LSU and what they're going to show up and do against Alabama.
I keep looking at this game, right? And here's the thing. You know,
It's not like the talent's not there.
No, and the thing is, their defense is really good. Mm-hmm. And their defense wasn't the problem, you know, last week. Well, it was, I mean, I guess against A&M. But, you know, I mean, overall on the whole, their defense hasn't been the problem this year. It's their offense that's been stalling and sputtering. And it's like, can Alabama put up 30 on LSU? Both teams had a bye. They've had an extra week to prepare. So
Games in Tuscaloosa.
Games in Tuscaloosa. It's a revenge spot for Alabama. And, they know this is the last real hurdle that they really have to clear. They get Oklahoma at home. I don't think they're going to pose a threat. And really till the Iron Bowl, which would be Auburn's Super Bowl this year because there's nothing left for them. But I don't think that Auburn is even in the same conversation as Alabama. So they just finished, they finished that gauntlet of four straight ranked opponents, got a win against them all. And now they're into this spot in the schedule here where they got these two teams in between before ranked Oklahoma, where it's like, let's just get through this and get to our next big game that we have to worry about. So it's a tough spot to figure out, but it is a night game in Alabama and a revenge spot for, I'm not going to be surprised at either outcome. Like if Alabama came out and won 31-17, it wouldn't shock me at all. In the same respect, if it ended up being 23-20, in favor of Alabama or even LSU 23-20, that wouldn't surprise me either. I don't think the Tide are losing this game, but there's a world where it's obviously close.
If I would have told you at the beginning of the season that Indiana would be ranked number 2 and Penn State would be 3-5 and their coaches fired, you would have called me a liar. That is what's happening.
The coaches fired part would have, I would have called you a liar.
That's what's happening Saturday. Indiana's number 2. They're 9-0, and they're taking on a 3-5 Penn State, and they are a 14.5-point favorite.
I mean,
on the road.
I literally, before the show, got to the window on Indiana. It took me like 4 or 5 days because, I mean.
They're good.
Kurt Cignetti is basically John Kreese. Cobra Kai show, no mercy. Like, he does not care. No mercy. None.
Yes, it's safe.
He will keep his foot on the gas pedal for all four quarters. They could be up 35-6. And if they're in scoring position in the fourth quarter, guess what? He's scoring 42. Yeah. He's not holding back at all. He does not care about your soul, your feelings, your emotions, or anything. He wants to rip your heart out in front of you. And by the way, have you seen a look-ahead line for Indiana, Ohio State?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Ohio State minus 3.5. Give me all the Indiana. Give me all the Hoosiers in that spot.
Well, we're about to find out how real they are. This is that stretch in the season. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We got more football to get to. Let's get to 4th-and-1. Look, I don't think the Raiders are a better team than the Broncos, but this is how you get fired. Zeno, explain to me how Brock Bowers got one pass last night. One pass. One reception. He's your best player. And then Pete Carroll, after the game, had this to say about not getting Brock Bowers involved.
We're trying all day long. The calls were going that way, and the ball just didn't get there. We didn't try to, disguise it and not go. We had calls one after another, and they did a nice job of getting guys on them.
Okay, that's how you get fired, Pete. I know you're about to be 75 or whatever it is. That's how you get fired. I don't think Pete Carroll's surviving the 3 years before the Raiders get good, but Brock Bowers is like the only thing, the reason why to watch the Raiders.
What I guess is more baffling to me is how the hell did Geno Smith play that well in Seattle for 3 years? He's terrible. He's awful. He's not a good quarterback. Like, it just, I don't know what he did in Seattle, what Pete Carroll, what sort of pixie dust he spread over him in Seattle, but he's what's holding that offense back. Well, and not only that, they have, like, no blocking. Ashton Jeanthe has got nowhere to run.
No, and he's a talented back, but that offensive line has been broke. Speaking of bad, you mentioned it, 12 interceptions, leads the league. He's got 11 touchdowns and 12 picks. He had another one last night. Not his fault. It was a tip ball. Should have been caught, but still goes down as a pick for him. You're right. Geno is awful. So I think it's one and done. One and done for Geno, and it may be one and done for Pete Carroll. I just think those things like Brock Bowers, I don't care if we're going to lose. I'm throwing the ball to Brock Bowers like 12 times at least last night, and he gets one ball. Meanwhile, let's hear from Aaron Glenn because everybody's talking about the trades this week. Trade deadline came and went. Jets were big movers and shakers, and Aaron Glenn discussed it.
I want this to be a team that the fans are proud of. But again, I never said that we're going to be proud of them right now. At some point, I want this to be a team that that the fans are proud of. And I still stick with that. And I will still say that. This is a team that the fans will be proud of. And I'm not going to get into the patience and all that type of crap that you always hear. But I will tell you this. Our guys are working. We're going to continue to work. And, again, I'm going to stand by that statement. I want this to be a team that the fans are proud of. So don't let go of the rope. You've heard me say that before. And just continue to watch us work.
Do you buy in Aaron Glenn? Do you think he's going to be the coach that turns things around for the Jets and maybe gets them back to the playoffs since Rex Ryan did it?
I mean, if they get the quarterback right, that's what it boils down to. And I don't think Kyler Murray is who they're going after.
I think that's a mistake, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know that the reclamation project, Kyler Murray fits into that mold. It's not that he started low and is then going to rise. He started high and has been going low ever since. And that's, you know, the exact opposite of the reclamation project. So, but I do believe, look, them making these moves signals this was a pass year for Aaron Glenn. They're not counting the grades. They're not counting the scores. This is just a year that doesn't count against his record. They'll give him a fresh start with his first year. This is year zero of the Aaron Glenn. Next year will be year one.
Zeno, tell me what you think about the Monday night game. I think it's very intriguing. Eagles-Packers. The Green Bay Packers are favored as we speak by 1.5 points. They're at home in Green Bay. That's why. But this could determine down the road who has home field in the NFC. Eagles are 6-2, Packers 5-2, 5-2-1. This is what Nick Sirianni was saying about Micah Parsons and the impact that he's already making for the Packers.
Parsons is a phenomenal football player that can hurt you in many different ways. Just creates a lot of disruption. I think sometimes you think about it just only in the pass game. He creates a lot of disruption in the run game. So much respect to the player.
I mean, the good thing for the Eagles is that they're used to seeing Micah Parsons.
True.
They know exactly what he can do and exactly how to work around him as best they can, and they've done it with success before. So I don't think they're too worried about it. I will ask if the Packers are wearing those stupid meat helmets again, because when you wear stupid uniforms, you play stupid. And the Packers played stupid in those uniforms. That's why they lost. Stop wearing stupid uniforms.
I don't think they're going to stop wearing stupid uniforms.
Now, please. Some of these uniforms are stupid.
They're very stupid, but I don't think they're going to stop wearing these.
Money, baby. Money. But I do like the Eagles.
I do, too. And they won, I think, last week with no A.J. Brown. Look, they can win a variety of ways. This is a very talented team, and they're deep. I just think everybody's caught up in all the stuff that's happening, and you're not maybe paying attention to how good the Eagles are. It's still a fundamentally run the football team, and Saquon's not having the kind of season he had last year. But he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to, and they're still right in the thick of it. All right, coming up, we go behind enemy lines. Destin Adams joins us, Colts beat writer, to tell us the latest on everything that's going on with Daniel Jones. They're calling him Indiana Jones. But is he really the savior for what's going on with the Colts right now? We'll talk to Destin Adams next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Let's find out more about this Indianapolis Colts team as we go behind enemy lines. Destin Adams, Colts beat writer, A to Z Sports. And Destin, appreciate you jumping on the phones with us. The Sauce Gardner trade, what does it do for their defense, and how does it solidify the back half for the Colts? Because we're all curious how they're going to use him, specifically this weekend, because, you know, you jump right in if you're Sauce and he's going to play. But what does it do for the Colts defense?
Yeah, so, I mean, the Colts cornerback room was just hit so hard with injuries that they really just didn't have a choice but to make some sort of move at the deadline. I think a lot of us expected it to be an addition of just like a serviceable body to where they wouldn't have to play an undrafted free agent at the position anymore. Obviously, they took a bigger swing. They had a multi-time All-Pro in Sauce Gardner to really not just Band-Aid the spot but fix it entirely. They really like what they have on the defensive line in terms of pass rush. They just really felt like they needed to give them more time to get to the quarterback. And I think that's what the addition of Sauce Gardner does.
When you look at this team on the macro level, you know, obviously their two losses were to teams from playoff teams from last year. You could argue as well that the game at the Broncos should have been another loss, all things the way it played out, all things considered. But, you know, when they step up in class, it's not as easy. I mean, is that a referendum on where this team is?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, the Broncos won. I mean, I think a lot of people can take however they want to take it. I mean, you win that game because of a mistake by the Broncos, but I think a lot of games are decided by who makes more mistakes in the National Football League. And I think we've seen this offense step up to the test against very good defenses, even if those teams are not teams that have great records. I mean, we've seen the Arizona Cardinals defense give a lot of good offenses trouble, and I think the Colts offense really stood up and put up points in that game, even if their defense struggled against a good percent company. I think this game upcoming is going to be an interesting one. They really got to see the Steelers pass rush give them a lot of trouble in this last one, which really caused almost all the issues they had. Now I feel like they have a really good front that they're going to be facing with Atlanta, and if they can make the corrections necessary, I think we'll see another good offensive performance.
You mentioned that the Steelers game held them to a season-low 55 rushing yards. What did they do up front that bottled up Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah, so I think the big thing there, even with Taylor being the offensive player of the year candidate this year, putting up the numbers he's putting, the Colts really like to lean on the pass game in the first half of games. And I think they have been able to play ahead so much this year that they hadn't had to face what it looks like to be in a deficit and really carve your way out of it. And because they typically like to lean on the pass game in the first half, they get down early. They weren't able to turn to Taylor in the second half like they had in other games. I really feel like that game is going to open up things in the first half to where they feel like they have to get Taylor involved earlier. Because you're not going to beat teams by multiple scores every single week to where you can just have 75% of Taylor's workload be in the second half.
Want to put you on hold for just a second. Destin Adams joining us behind enemy lines as we find out more about the Colts as we try to clear up his line just a little bit as we discuss what it's going to take for the Falcons to get this win over in Berlin. Again, 9:30 on Sunday morning, NFL Network. And, of course, you can listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But this is going to be an interesting game on many levels. And you know, Zeno, you're asking about the defense and what's going on there. And I want to get to Shane Steichen, who's getting a lot of credit. He's getting Coach of the Year. You know, at least people are talking about him being potential Coach of the Year as we get Destin Adams back on the line. And, Destin, I was going to ask you, how much of this is Shane Steichen, or is it just Daniel Jones being put in a great situation? Because everybody's been shocked at how well he's played all season long. How much does Shane have to do with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think both deserve credit, but I mean, I feel like offensive play callers in the NFL don't get credit nowadays. I feel like good offensive play callers, good offensive minds know that their system is not good enough if they are not going to build it around what the quarterback's strengths are. And I think Shane really has a good understanding of what Daniel is good at. And I think the two have really worked well together at really building this offensive game plan out. So I think Shane deserves a lot of credit for sure. But I think what we've seen in years past and what Shane really saw so strongly in Jones this offseason is he needed a quarterback that would come in, be able to read a defense, have a very big,
Destin, I appreciate it, man. We cannot continue because unfortunately you're cutting in and out. I know sometimes technology doesn't work the way it should. Destin Adams, Colts beat writer there, trying to fill us in on some things, but just can't continue.
Let me ask you this question.
What's up?
I mean, if you're the Colts, remember yesterday I gave you a new hat?
Yeah.
You're Chris Ballard. You're now Carl Dukes, the
You want me to be Chris Ballard?
I want you to be Carl Dukes, the GM of the Indianapolis
Colts. How much money am I making?
Considerably more than you're making now.
Harry the Hawk money.
Fair enough. Go ahead.
Yeah, Harry the Hawk money at least.
You notice that's the first question I always ask. Go ahead.
I know. What is your feeling on the long-term future with Daniel Jones and your team?
Daniel Jones is playing for a long-term opportunity, whether it's here or somewhere else. He will be in contention to potentially be a guy that we sign to a long-term extension. But I want to see how the season plays out.
All right, so let's fast forward. Let's play hypotheticals. They get bounced in the first round of the playoffs.
We're not re-signing him. Just like they didn't re-sign Sam Darnold. I believe that you can have...
Well, you got to have a plan for what's next, though.
You do. And here's what's crazy. I'm talking as Chris Ballard right now, but you know what the reality is? They told us this week they totally buy in 200% into Daniel Jones. And the reason we now know that is because they were willing to trade away first-round draft capital to get a starting corner that they feel like is a difference maker. What has happened with the Colts is you only do these moves, guys, when you totally feel like you have your quarterback. You hold on to first-round picks because you never know, especially if you're in the quarterback business, which everybody assumed the Colts were, even with Anthony Richardson being there, that, all right, this is just a one-year experiment. We'll see where this goes, and they'll probably draft another young guy next year. They are telling us they buy into Daniel Jones. You don't give up this kind of draft capital. So even though I'm saying, as Chris Ballard, that I would say, hey, I'm going to wait to the end of the season and see where this goes, and just like the Vikings didn't hold on to Sam Darnold, that is how I see this. Go win us a playoff game. But show us in a big spot, Zeno, that you can perform at that level, then we can have that conversation. But just to say, hey, a guy's having a really good regular season, and he is, but I also think, to be quite honest with you guys, he may have the best offensive line in football. And that's not far-fetched. That is a big reason why Jonathan Taylor is doing what he's doing. So if you're going to tell me I put Daniel Jones behind the best offensive line with the best running back, certainly with rushing touchdowns in the NFL – and now we can run play action and I can use his legs. All the pressure's off. There is no pressure on Daniel Jones to have to deliver in a way where he's got to put the team on his back. And that is my concern. What happens when that happens to this football team?
I mean, to your point, when you traded away your first round picks, right, and the assets that you had, that leaves you in a much more difficult position to go obtain another player. If there was a quarterback out there that wasn't Daniel Jones that you were looking for. So it changes the game a little bit, and it sort of signifies that they're going to give him an extension to some extent. Are they going to do what the Giants did and give him that, you know, four-year deal with 2 years of funny money on the back end, and all they're worried about is the first 2 years, and it's sort of a show-me deal? Would he accept that again? If I was him, I think I would, but because there's not a long enough track record of success, but it's interesting to see how they're going to play this thing. And I don't really know what the answer is. I mean, if they win a playoff game, I think it's lock, stock, and barrel that they're bringing him back.
I do too.
But if they lose the first round playoff game, yeah, it could signify that there's not a lot of faith there.
Yeah. I think the Colts are, and by the way, if you missed Brian McFadden earlier, he mentioned this, and it is very similar to the Vikings from the standpoint, do you really believe? Like last year, the Vikings were really good. They're winning all these games. And then you got into the situation where I need you to be different. I need you to make some plays. Sam Darnold couldn't. It's not to say that Sam Darnold's not a good quarterback. Obviously, they paid him $100 million to go to Seattle. But it wasn't, 180 guaranteed or 240 with 200 guaranteed. I thought he got a fair deal in Seattle, but the Vikings also had a young quarterback in the wings waiting. And that's what you're talking about with the Colts. Do you feel comfortable enough if you move on from Daniel Jones, whether he wins or loses a playoff game, that Anthony Richardson's going to be the answer? That's what they have to figure out. For us, look, we are in a must-win situation. And I've been saying it today, and I'll continue to say it. And I just feel like at 3-5, you've got to gain some confidence back, not just for your team, but also for the fan base to say, look, we've lost three in a row. All right, can we find our way out of this thing? And if we do on Sunday, I'll feel a lot better moving forward because the schedule does set up, Zeno, for you could run off two or three or four games very easily if you play up to your capability.
Yeah. Got to get the first one, though.
Got to get the first one.
Can't start a winning streak without the first win.
Got to get the first one. All right, we're coming back. You know what's next? You know what's coming up?
Time to pick your nose.
Picks of the week. Mike has apparently sent in his picks, so we have those. Oh, he's calling? Uh-oh. Cannot wait. Mike is calling from overseas. We'll see what's going on there, and we'll give you our winners as we get ready for another big football weekend. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth place of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices. We'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The picks of the week. It is Dukes and Bell. And this thing's getting close. Day-Day is still in the lead. He is followed by Big O. I'm right behind him, along with Mike. This is anybody's ball game. We pick against the spread three games, college or pro, and it could be over-under or just the number. Now, with that said, Mike is taking the trip over to Berlin. He is getting ready for Sunday's matchup with the Colts. And he is apparently going to dial us up here. We do have his picks if he's not able to get through. But I am going to go first because Mike is a game in front of me. And I'll give him a little time here to see if he can hit us up. All right. Day-Day, real quick, give the records before we get started. Oh, he's calling in. All right. Well, timeout. I'll give him. Day-Day, 17-13. Mike is an Orin of 14 and 16 tied, and then I'm at 13 and 17. Looking for a 3-0 weekend. I think Mike is coming off of a 3-0 weekend last weekend. The previous weekend before that, I was 3-0, got me back in the game here. But I do want to see what he is thinking as we get ready for another big college football weekend and certainly another huge NFL weekend as well. All right, let's go to Mike Bell, who is – are you in Berlin yet, by the way? Where are you at?
Yes, I am overlooking the River Spray. I am hanging out at the hotel now. You love this place, Carl, man. It's funky, rock and roll vibe. Got a DJ spinning, bars rolling. A lot of Colts fans actually over here. Falcon fans are on the other side of town. But, yeah, man, we rolled in today. We drove up from Prague on the Autobahn. And, man, I'm telling you, man, the older I get, the harder it is to bounce back. But the recovery is not easy.
How was Prague, man? How was the trip to Prague?
Oh, man, it was fantastic. Had a great time. Ran into a couple of Falcon fans. I was on with Steak and Sandra earlier today talking about it. Ran into a couple of guys. We were on the Charles Bridge. And all of a sudden, literally, Carl, I hear, hey, man. Yeah. I want to give a shout-out to Jim Spain and his son. They're both Georgia Tech alum, and they're big Falcon fans. They were going to head up to Berlin as well. But, yeah, Prague was great. Weather was great. Food was great.
Good.
And ran into a bunch of, you know, go figure, man. Always, wherever I go, you run into crazy Irish or Scottish people. Next thing you know, we're doing shots, having fun. But, yeah, good times, man. My liver is going to need a vacation after this one.
Well, let's hope the Falcons can show up on Sunday. That's what everybody's wondering. Oh. They're over there. They're preparing. We talked to Ra on Wednesday. You know, again, he was all.
Well,
look, he feels like there were a lot of good things that they did right, but he didn't win the game. They didn't win the game. And so what he hopes is they can build, especially off of the defensive stuff, get some more turnovers and force Daniel Jones to turn it over. He did that to Pittsburgh, I think, six times. He had, you know, three picks, and they fumbled a couple of times. So turnovers are always key, but we need to do more of that on Sunday if we can against Daniel Jones. Man, I'm glad you're –
And you know they're going to run the ball. They're going to run the
big
ball,
time.
Too. Which, you know, I know you guys – we talked about it. I know Zeno feels how many he feels about it. But, you know, it's like you got to maximize the possession. It seems like, you know – Colts are going to try to do what everybody else has done against us, keep us off the field.
Yeah, and Jonathan Taylor's a beast, man. I mean, it's funny. Zeno said yesterday, we've been talking about Jonathan and all this stuff. We got to wrap up. We've got to wrap up on Sunday. Like, it sounds simplistic again where, oh, all right, we'll just bring a couple of guys and we'll tackle this dude. He breaks usually those first initial contacts, so we got to wrap up. All right, man, let's get to the picks. I don't want to hold you. I know you're having a great time over there. What's the time change, by the way? What time is it over there?
We are 6 hours ahead. I ran into a couple of Falcon fans. My buddy Kenny, a couple of guys that I used to sit with in Section 124, they were at the Hofbrau House last night. And apparently John Abraham, because all the Germans, they just love a big American football players. They draw a crowd.
Yeah.
But Gerald Riggs, John Abraham, he was hanging out and taking pictures of everybody. And tomorrow, a bunch of Falcon fans are taking a boat cruise. So they're going to have a big deal in the afternoon. A bunch of Falcon fans basically zipping all around Berlin on the boat, which
that's
is pretty
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah,
but and then of course, you know, Sunday at the stadium when the history and Raheem talked about it, Jesse Owens and talking to players about the significance of it. So I can't wait, man. I've always wanted to be in that stadium. It's gonna be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be an experience to say the least, man. Let's hope our team shows up and plays well enough to get a victory out of there to make the trip home even better.
Right.
All right, Mike, let's get to the picks, bro. What do you got for us?
All right, man. I got two from the Big Ten. And, Day-Day, you can catch me on this because I just had it written down and now I can't find it. But I got Indiana. I think Indiana's going to whoop Penn State. I saw Ohio State do it to them last week. And just Penn State's just kind of lost puppies. And one thing about Indiana, they clobber and they cover the spread. So, Day-Day, you double-check, but I want to say it's at least 14.5.
Yep, 14.5 on that one.
So I'm going to take Carl, you know how much I could not stand Kirk Cignetti.
Oh, yeah.
And now that cat's making me money. Two weekends in a row, man, 6-0. I'm gonna ride with the Hoosiers. Also, taking good team, bad team, Ohio State taking on Purdue, and I want to say it's either 28 or 29.5. Day-Day.
29
and a half. Good team, bad team. It's a bad Purdue. They may cover the spread by halftime, and then finally, I got the Seahawks. It's Seahawks, Arizona. Is that 7?
No, you had Lions, Commanders.
Thank you, Day-Day. You know, I need to write this to Carl on a cocktail napkin. Lions, Commanders, the Jaden Daniel-less Commanders, good team, bad team as well. So I don't know how Zeno feels, but that's Mike's patented good team, bad team. From Germany, I say Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen, brother. Thank you.
There you go.
All right. Good times, man. Good times. Be safe. Enjoy. And Sunday's going to be a lot of fun for all the fans that made it over there. Look, and we said it. If our team plays great, that's even better. But the sights and sounds of just being over there, this is where the NFL is winning. All right, we got to keep it moving. Day-Day, I'm going to give you mine here, and then we'll get to you and or Big O and then you because you're the top of the leaderboard. It's our picks of the week, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. Coming up, we're going to let you hear what Brent Key had to say about staying at Georgia Tech, his comments about why he wants to stay and the support he's getting, and also we'll talk dogs and Miss State. All right, I'm going to go Vandy here. Vandy's in a spot coming off of a loss against Texas. They were in the game. Some people say they recover that onside kick. Maybe it goes a different way. I thought Texas allowed them back in it. But the thing is, Vandy scores points. 6.5-point favorite at home against Auburn, who just fired their coach. Give me Vandy to cover. Over-under's 45.5, but I just like Vandy in this spot. And by the way, you talk about a team that's on the bubble. They can't lose anymore either, right? They're 7-2, 3 losses for them. They're not getting in the playoffs, so they're fighting for their lives.
You don't fear the new coach bump?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not there. And not for that spread. If it was bigger, I might. Not for 6.5. Give me Texas A&M. They're playing for a chance to potentially be the number one overall seed in this thing now, and they're being recognized. Now, I will tell you, traditionally, and this is not me being a hater, Aggies, this is where Texas A&M blows it. They get the recognition. People start loving on them, and then they go lay an egg on the road against a team like Missouri. Now, Missouri, again, is ranked 22nd in the country.
They fake.
But I don't think they're—
And they're also starting their true freshman backup quarterback because the starter is hurt.
And this is why I'm on A&M. Cover the 6.5.
And also, Marcel Reed might be the Heisman Trophy winner.
He's really good. He's really good.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. Almost 2,000 yards, 17 touchdowns, 6 interceptions for Marcel Reed. All right, last but not least, let me get to my NFL pick as we give you our picks of the week. Then, we'll hear what you've got. And again, this thing is close. It could go either way, man, when we start talking about which way this thing will turn here as we get to December. All right, look. Dolphins are phonies, right?
Mm-hmm.
They played well against us.
Mm-hmm.
Then they didn't play well last week.
Mm-hmm.
And am I expecting him to play well against the Bills this week at home?
Mm-mm.
The problem is the Bills just come off of a big win against Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. And guess who's on a mini bye?
Is this the spot where the Bills just they ease up a little bit? It's a 1 o'clock game. And what I'm telling you is I really like the Bills to cover this 8.5. But I'm like,
put it this way. The Bills have won 11 of the last 12 against them and have scored at least 31 in 8 of those 11 wins. I would look at the Bills team total. I hate laying points on the road within a division.
It's tough. That's where I'm at. All right, I'm not going to pick that game. I just talked about it. But the game I am going to pick is the Patriots against the Bucks.
Whoa!
Give me the Patriots to cover the 2.5 on the road
Bucks
against the Bucks.
Bucks off a bye?
Yep. Yep. I'm taking a chance here. I really am. If the Bucks were completely healthy...
That.
If the Bucks were completely healthy, I'd be all over.
They haven't been healthy in 4 weeks. They're still winning.
I literally just told earlier today, I like that.
Give me the Patriots to
cover.
I'm
on the opposite side. I like the Bucks.
Well, I do too. It's hard. This is a hard game for me to pick.
Yeah, you picked a hard game. It felt like there are easier ones out there.
No, this is a hard one. All right, that's where I'm at. What you got, Big O?
All righty. I written down here 5 picks. I have to pick from the 3. So you have 6 picks here. One that I am very confident about. The Chargers are missing Joe Alt. But I don't think that's a problem. Give me the Chargers 2.5. This was a 3.5 point line, I think like a day ago or so.
You like this team. You've been on them a couple of times.
I have been.
So I love this team when they're healthy.
Yeah, well, they're somewhat healthy right now, which I'll take. So give me the Chargers -2.5 versus the Steelers.
Over comes into that game too, by the way.
Does it?
Yeah.
All right.
45.5.
My second pick here. There might be snow in Chicago.
What?
For that Bears-Giants game.
Really?
The weather might not be great. That being said, both of these teams have horrible defenses, and they can score points. So give me the Bears and Giants over at 46.5.
46.5?
46.5.
Interesting.
And then my last one here.
Oh, it's going to be 36. I see it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Classic good team, bad team. Wisconsin just reassured their coach they're not firing him at the end of the season. Doesn't matter. Give me the Huskies, the Fighting Andy Bunkers, 11.5 over Wisconsin.
Their favorite 11.5.
11.5, yes.
All right, over there Wisconsin. It is. Big O. All right, Day-Day, what do you have?
Wait, I gotta see. Do you like my pick, Zeno? Do they pass?
I'm not crazy about the Washington one. I don't like Big Ten teams coming east. It's a bad track record for them to come east. I like the over in the Giants and Bears is interesting just because you're relying on the Giants to get to 20 there.
They can score. They're a very good garbage scoring team.
Yeah, that's what it may be because in reality, it's like name three Giants receivers right now. Dare you?
Wandale Robinson.
That's one.
Jalen Hyatt.
Jalen Hyatt's not on a team anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jalen Hyatt is no longer there. Yeah, Darius Slayton.
I had to drop
Darius Slayton is two.
I'll give you the tight end, too. Theo Johnson.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, you got it.
That's
I've had to dig in those depths for fantasy receivers and tight ends, so I know there's some Giants.
There you go. That's why you know it.
I was going to say, I had Hyatt for a while because I was struggling there with receivers filling in on bye weeks. All right, Day-Day, let's get to your picks, brother.
All right, well, first of all, I'm a little offended that O went to Zeno to see how he thought of the picks, and I'm the one winning this thing.
When you got the professional here, it's okay to ask, Day-Day.
Smart move, Owen.
All right, here we go. I'm going to go with SMU, 11.5 favorite at BC.
Oh.
Listen, man, SMU, they're right there on the outside looking into this thing when it comes down to the ACC. So they got a lot to still be playing for. So give me SMU, 11.5 at BC.
You sucker. You absolute okay. sucker.
Hey, Zeno, will you let him pick his picks?
Go ahead, sorry.
He's the top. He's leading this thing. Catch him.
This coming from the guy that gave us the guaranteed pick that Texas A&M was going to be number one.
I didn't say it was guaranteed. I said it was pretty my much. Opinion.
Oh, you talking about the college football playoff?
I never said the word lock. I never used the word lock. Right. I never used the word lock.
All right, Memphis and Tulane. Obviously, these
wait a minute.
Hold on, what?
You're picking Memphis every week, Mike Bell.
No,
this is like his
no,
North
I'm
Texas
not.
Yeah,
no, I'm
pick.
Not.
He didn't lose 1 week with Memphis.
So I did was. Lose one. I did. That's right. I did lose 1 week with Memphis.
All right, go ahead. That was the Alex Mortensen game, the UAB game.
Yeah, right. I mean, total. As soon as that popped up on the screen, it was like, oh, it's over.
It's over.
Memphis Tulane. The over-under on that one is 54.5. So give me the over in that one.
Is that game tonight?
That game is tonight. All right. And those two teams,
what
obviously.
What channel is it on, Day-Day?
I think it's an ESPN game. Let me double check
ESPN.
For you.
Being Ocho.
Hold on, no, stop that. Because, guys, whoever wins this game is probably got a good chance to be the
group of five. I agree.
Yeah, that's ESPN, 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
All right, and then my third one, look, Florida cannot afford to be make it 2 years out of the last three seasons that they aren't bowl eligible.
Kentucky?
So I got them 3.5 at Kentucky.
Come on, man. Cats just beat Auburn and got their coach fired.
That was Auburn.
Huh?
Could you lay more points on the road? You public chalk-eating weasel.
What is that? I don't even know what that
means.
Is
that a curse word?
I know. What are you talking about?
Chalk. When things are chalk.
Did
like,
you just curse Day-Day?
Chalk-eating. First of all, BC is one of the second best bet on my card behind Texas Tech. Red bandana game. You familiar with the red bandana game? You know what that
is? Hey, that's an Alex Mortensen game right there for you, Data. You're going to lose that one.
Buddy. No, I'm not losing.
Oren, you know what the red bandana game is?
I'm familiar with the red bandana game, yes.
It's a red bandana game.
That's nice.
SMU in a severe sandwich spot.
That's a tough
after they
one,
went over
man.
Last week, and then they got Louisville on deck for a spot in the ACC title game.
No, not
sandwich
Day-Day.
Spot.
You might want to change that. You might want to change
I don't think BC is going to win it.
No. He's not changing Jack. No. No changing.
And you know what? Here's the deal. I'm glad you're back with us on Monday. I am so
back.
Glad
well,
you're
Day-Day,
back.
Well, Day-Day, can you tell us what the high school lines are this week?
There are none. We don't do that.
No high school games you're going to pick this week?
There are not even any games this week.
Florida, 3.5 at Kentucky. Yeah, well.
Look, Florida, like, they got to be playing for something, right? Like, if they literally,
what?
they're literally.
No, look.
They might not be bowl eligible.
They're not going to be bowl
eligible. Tough exactly. So they got to go out.
No, look, I do agree with you here because Kirby said it last week. Guys, they were in that game against the Dogs. It's not like they got humiliated. I don't disagree with you on the Florida at Kentucky pick.
All right.
We'll see where it goes.
Texas Tech, I got -9.5, 10.5. I don't think it matters. Give me San Francisco +4.5 at home on Sunday.
San Francisco? Oh, the 49ers. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, we ain't playing the San Francisco Dons here.
Yeah, my bad.
Now
that's a Mike Bell.
Exactly.
And give me the Carolina Panthers against the New Orleans Saints. They haven't been a favorite in forever, which scares the hell out of me.
Is it 5.5?
Yeah, I'll lay it's a dead number, too, which I freaking hate.
Didn't Carolina just upset the Packers last week?
I know. It's a little bit of a letdown spot, too, but Tyler Shook is so bad.
He's bad.
McMillan is on the injury list right now. A hamstring thing popped up today.
Hey, they got that guy Rico Dowdle playing.
He can run the football.
Then we good.
Coming up, guys, we got a lot more football conversation, including you need to hear what Brent Key said about staying at Georgia Tech next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.